There's an intriguing new company with North Texas roots that just picked up a very prestigious award. The company is called Rutora, and they just won a startup competition for the ACC called InVenture Prize Competition. They've got some money. They've also got a bunch of customers already. Tom Vizicourt is the CEO of the company and joined us right now. It's good to have you with us.
I'm happy to be here, David.
So tell me about this company, Rutora. It's kind of like Google Maps, and it's kind of like Waze, but then again, it's not. Tell me about the thrust.
Yeah, you're pretty close. So Rutora is essentially, it's a company that I built here in my dorm room at UT Dallas. I'm a fourth year computer science major here. And what we do is we optimize multi-stop routes. So right now, if you were to go on Google Maps or Apple Maps or Waze, and if you were to put in multiple stops, those platforms will give you the best route, but only in the order that you enter it. So it'll tell you how to get from A to B and from B to C and from C to D, right? What we then do is we automatically reorder those stops to find you the fastest sequence. So it could be better to go from A to D and then to B, C, and then F, right? So that's essentially what we do. We're not a competitor at all to Google Maps. We're essentially sort of like an added feature to further optimize those routes.
So this is really not for me. This sounds like it's more for Uber or Amazon for deliveries.
Yeah, David, I can tell you, I mean, when I first had this idea, this was me in high school when I would go run errands for my parents, and I'd go to all these different locations across the city and realized like I was often passing by Walmart and Kroger, and then I would have to go back on the same route, and I realized I could have just gone there first, right? So finding the fastest sequence is actually pretty important. It's typically for delivery drivers with a ton of different stops. But we've really seen organic growth in markets like real estate. I mean, we have realtors on our platform that optimize their routes when they visit multiple listings. We have home healthcare professionals like doctors and nurses that visit patients from home to home. We have like field services like lawn mowing, power washing, medical couriers. So, I mean, the industries that this can impact are really endless. And I mean, we have a little over 40,000 drivers on our platform today from over 90 countries around the world. So it's been cool to see the types of users that can utilize multi-stop route optimization.
It must have been cool, too, to see the growth, because this is remarkable. I mean, we're doing this interview. You're sitting in your dorm room at the University of Texas in Dallas. I mean, I guess it's not unusual. Michael Dell founded Dell Computer in his dorm room and, you know, University of Texas. But how have you been able to grow this?
It's been awesome because a lot of our growth to date has been purely organic. So I think an advantage we have as college students is leveraging social media. So we've been posting content on Reddit, on Instagram, on TikTok. And then as that content kind of goes viral, we have a lot of like blogs and articles write about us. And that's essentially how we've seen a lot of our growth. I mean, if I were to tell you before, originally we built this for delivery drivers. But seeing this sort of impact we're having on other sort of industries has been really, really amazing to see. And that's kind of a testament to just the power of social media and what is done in today's market.
How do you get the opportunity to do this? I mean, I'm amazed that it doesn't exist at, like I say, Google Maps or Amazon or Uber or DoorDash doesn't come up with their own version of this.
Yeah, so what we found is that there's actually a pretty gaping gap in the market. So a lot of big corporations, they have routing solutions for a lot of like multi-stop deliveries. But there's actually a gap in the market for small businesses and gig drivers in particular that also need routing solutions. So although this is a solution typically catered for larger corporations, we wanted to build a simpler solution that's more affordable for those smaller segments, right? And so that's kind of what we've been doing so far.
Well, you can't go out and map, you know, the world so that you can sell this. So you must be using what sort of public domain maps and then layering something on top of that?
That's exactly right. I mean, our first product is a Chrome extension. So it literally worked on top of Google Maps, where our users would put in like 5, 6, 7 stops on Google Maps and then click on our extension. We would find them the fastest sequence of stops, right? And now our app works something similar. We have it up to 100 different stops, and that's layered on top of the already existing Google Maps.
So tell me about this competition that you guys won. And it was the ACC, the school conference, right?
Yeah, the ACC Adventure Competition. It's cool because as a kid, I would grow up and watch like college basketball on the ACC network.
Yeah.
And to see that they have a competition for startups made me feel like an athlete, you know what I mean? So that was pretty cool to see. But yeah, this is a competition in Florida where all the schools in the ACC, they pick a startup as that's part of their school to go and represent them. And so Notre Dame, which my co-founders go to Notre Dame, they picked Routora to be the company that would represent them at this national stage. And so one of the awards was the People's Choice Award, where whoever got the most votes would win that award. And we were, I guess, fortunate enough to win this award. I guess it resonated with a lot of people.
So, tell me about your co-founders, because I'm intrigued. I thought, well, maybe the common thread was school, but I see for undergrad, for one, you went to Coppell, and another went to Jesuit, another went to Cambridge. So it wasn't high school. Where did you all meet? And
Yeah.
you're certainly not in college together.
Yeah, it's a funny story because I kind of grew up with my co-founder Brian just through church. So we grew up in the same church together and we were friends in that way. And then when Brian went to Notre Dame, he actually met up with Luke, my other co-founder. And Luke was amazing. I mean, what he did was we had a pitch coming up that same day, and Brian just asked him, like, oh, we have a pitch later this day. Would you be down to pitch with us? And Luke was perfect. He was down to pitch. And so we kind of met Luke through Notre Dame, and he just happened to be from Dallas as well. So it's kind of cool to see that even though Brian met him at Notre Dame, Luke also just happened to be from Dallas. And so we are a Dallas-based company.
So what's the future for this? I mean, you all have school that I guess you're gonna finish. Although if memory serves, Michael Dell quit, I think. But so you're gonna finish this out. Where do you go? And are you cash flowing now? You're making money on this?
Absolutely. Yeah. So we currently run a freemium SaaS model. So what that means is we allow our drivers to optimize for up to 10 stops for free. But then for the drivers that want to optimize for more than 10 stops, typically like the Amazon Flex drivers, those types of drivers, they subscribe to our premium version where they pay a monthly fee. So that's currently how our model works. We are cash flow positive. But really, David, the goal now is to continue to help our drivers save time spent on the road, money spent on gas, and to really help them reduce their carbon footprint. And I think one thing that I've noticed in particular, just talking to our users, is that a lot of our delivery drivers work multiple jobs or are low income. And so, kind of seeing the feedback that we've gotten from these drivers has been incredible. I mean, I told you, I mean, we've been saving these drivers a lot of like fuel costs, like saving the environment, that kind of thing. But the number one feedback that we've gotten from those drivers is that we're really giving them some of that time back, right?
Yeah.
Time that they can spend with loved ones, time that they can spend doing things they really enjoy. And so I remember when I first built this, if one person would find it useful, it would be worth it because it was just a cool side project
Is
originally.
this the same thing
Now,
that you built originally, or have you do you continue to noodle it?
yeah, this is the same technology, but in different sort of products. We started off with a Chrome extension. We launched a mobile app in September of last year. And actually a few weeks ago, we launched a web version of this tool. So I guess we're just continuing to iterate on the same product.
Have you had offers for this? I mean, I would think this would be attractive to a lot of major corporations.
Not as of yet. You'd be surprised. Yeah, I mean, so far, I mean, the goal has been to just continue to reach out to drivers and small businesses, and continue to help those the little man out, right? Instead of
Yeah.
those big corporations.
So what do you get out of the Atlantic Coast Conference prize for? Is this money or is this recognition or all of the above?
All of the above. I can tell you that the cash prize for sure is great. But ultimately it's the recognition that we got in a national stage. I mean, this was aired live on PBS, and getting that recognition and I feel like we've probably acquired a lot of users just from the competition. So I think just getting that recognition internationally has been great for us for sure.
It's really going to be fun to see what you guys do with this and how far it goes. And also, ideally, what you come up with next. I mean, you've got a whole lot of noodling ahead of
I
you.
appreciate that. Yeah, our team is amazing, David. It's been fun to work with them.
Tom Vazakot is the co-founder and CEO of Routora. We appreciate the time. Good luck.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Thanks. For more of our interview, go to krld.com/CEO. I'm David Johnson, News Radio 1080 KRLD.